Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Verses 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. These two verses of Scripture seem to be put together in an isolated form or fashion, and we seldom notice the verse that is preceding them and the verse that follows them. For instance, in verse 12, Jesus said, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." And then we read verses 13 and 14. And they're followed by verse 15, which states, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing." If we're not careful, we'll consider these in a separate fashion as though they address entirely different subjects. But I do not think they can be isolated in that fashion. There's one thing about it. Verses 13 and 14 have to do with making decisions. I'm making choices. And I think we'd probably all have a lot of experiences to share with one another about making choices. And we would probably offer as an explanation for a number of things in our lives that I had no choice. I didn't have a choice. I had to do what I did. I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's what we're looking at in these two verses of Scripture, because I wouldn't argue with you for a minute. And I would agree that I think many things have happened to me in my life that I didn't choose. I just never made that choice. It wasn't something that I wanted to happen to me. I wouldn't have chosen to have lost my sight in my right eye at 10 years old. If you'd asked me, "John, would you like to lose the sight in your right eye, or would you like to keep it?" I never had that choice. Now, I had a choice in what did it. Don't misunderstand me. But you know what my choice was after that happened to me? My choice was, am I going to let that ruin my life and limit the things I do? Or am I going to choose the things that I can do, even though there are some things which I'll find limitations? There'll be some areas where doors will be closed. You know, I really didn't sit down and think about that at all. I never sat down and brooded about it or thought about it or tried to sort it out. But I think from the very culture in which I was reared, my father, my mother, that already it was deeply ingrained in me that you may not choose what's happening to you, but you can choose how you react to it. That's our choice. And I think we've looked at these verses of Scripture as though they were a choice for salvation. That is, are we going to choose to be born again or not born again? And sometimes we've given the impression that we can make one gigantic, humongous decision, and that's the way things are going to be for all the rest of our lives. That if we'll decide to get on the narrow way, if we'll decide to get in the straight way instead of the broad way, that will solve all of the issues of life. Now we've chosen the right way. We've chosen the right path. And because we have chosen the right path, now everything will fall in place. And everything will be already decided for the best and for the good. But Jesus has just said, a little verse of Scripture we call the golden rule. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. It's what the whole Old Testament teaches. And Jesus said, when you choose the straight way, you're choosing what the law and the prophets have said. You're choosing a way of life rather than just making a decision that settles all the issues the rest of your life. And there are people, I think, who get the impression that I can choose what Jesus calls the straight gate. And when I choose the straight gate, I'll live under my own laws. But you can't choose the straight gate and live under your own laws. You can't choose the straight gate and do to other people whatever you choose. You see, when you enter the straight gate, you put yourself under some very narrow restraints, what we call in our day and age now a paradigm. We're inside the box. You can't think outside the box anymore because you've restricted and narrowed yourself into some rather dramatic and dynamic limitations. And those limitations are not just the law and the prophets, but it's all that Jesus taught us. It's all that we see in the New Testament. It's all that is involved. I think technically what we do is we say, we acknowledge there is a God. And we acknowledge that this God has revealed himself to us. And we acknowledge that he has revealed himself to us in such a way that we can comprehend it. And so by entering into the straight gate, we're saying we put ourselves at the mercy of a loving God, and we acknowledge his worthiness, and we pledge our obedience to him. This is then a rather life-changing decision, is it not? And when we look at all that's involved in this, we get the word many and few. And we would have to say that most people are making the wrong decisions. and there are few that find it. Do you see the word find? Comes from the word Eureka, which was a cry that the ancients issued when they had found something of value. Eureka, I have found it. Got Eureka Springs here in Arkansas. Someone had a little knowledge of Greek and they understood that they'd found something very important and precious and usable. The concept of a way is often seen in the Word of God. It's even a way of communicating by philosophers and poets and songwriters. One of the favorite Stamps Baxter songs is, "I'm in the way, the glory land way." Jeremiah wrote, "And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." So these are issues that have to do not only with our happiness, they have to do with our very destiny. And the only people that are happy, who are on the straight way, or who have entered into the straight gate, are not the people who are having a continual and constant source of positive things occurring in their life. Happiness, and I think a better word perhaps is contentment, but I don't mean to say that being happy is not important, but whether it's contentment or whether it's happiness, it's not that everything that's on the straight and narrow way is what you might choose. In other words, if I had been in the straight way, if I had been in the narrow way as a 10-year-old boy, I wouldn't have lost my eye. As though on the straight way and the narrow way there is no decision to make. There is no problems to solve. There is no dedication to give. There is no consecration to give, because we did it when we walked through that narrow gate. All of our problems were solved right then. But I can tell you that the straight and narrow can have many issues that require many more decisions. Because on the straight and narrow way, there is sin. The straight and narrow way, there's disease and sickness and death and misunderstanding and anger and anguish. And if we are content, and if we are happy in the straight and narrow, it is because we have regulated our life by the restraints of that which is good and holy and wholesome. Now, the broad way seems to be the best way because it is without restraint. It is not straight as in narrow. It is not restraining. There is tremendous fleshly liberty in the Broadway. And it seems to offer a carefree life, because there's no submission we have to make to its teachings. There's no self-discipline. There's no moments when we are told what we can do and what we cannot do. Our expectations are all carnal. Our expectations are all fleshly, because that's what the Broadway is. Choose the Broadway, and you choose the carnal way, the fleshly way, the human way, the philosopher's way. You choose the narrow way, the straight way, the narrow gate. You choose God's way. And that's what Jeremiah was talking about when he said, I set before you the way of life, how to live, and the way of death, which means that with death, all of the pleasure and all of the freedom you thought you were getting by entering into the Broadway are set aside, and you have wasted your life. David wrote in Psalm 96 and 11, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Oh, that gives us something about what's to direct our way. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Psalm 128:1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walks in his ways. Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. This has a little different figure of speech. But we're walking in a way, which is the roadway, and leading from the roadway are paths. I knew where paths went when I was growing up. 4, 5, 6 years old. I knew the path that went to Mary Susan's house. I knew the path that went to the pump. We went places by the paths because our feet had trodden out the vegetation, and here was a path that went here and went there. And that gives us more decisions to make from the roadway. It's which path are you going to take? And the implication here is ask for the paths that lead to good things. Recognize the paths that take you to a place where you can be happy or be content, not because of the circumstances, but because you have learned to accept that which comes your way without anger and without recrimination and with submission to Almighty God. And I know that's a lot. And I recognize that maybe I'm preaching what I can't practice. But that doesn't make what I'm preaching untrue. Why? Why enter in at the straight gate? Well, because Jesus said, for wide is the gate. Broad. This gate here is one wing of a pair of double gates in plural, such as the gates of a city. So it is a double gate because it had to be broadened in order for chariots and other things to come through. So it has to do with that which is larger, more inviting, more welcoming. Psalm 18:30 tells us, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust Him." I can think of a lot of people who got in trouble by getting on the straight way. And I can think of a lot of people who got in trouble because they chose the broad way. And that doesn't seem to make any sense. It seems to be contradictory. But the three Hebrew children, they were in the straight way. But they got in trouble. And they were sentenced to die by being cast into a fiery furnace. And I know this is pictorial, but it was literal to them. But only pictorial to us. But in the fire, they'd made a good decision because it was the right decision based on truth and integrity and honor. But it didn't keep them from being thrown into the fire. But what it did keep them from was being burned up. And figuratively, I think that's what we have to see in this straight way, in this narrow gate. And the very fact that we decide to enter into it, to live by its commandments, to walk in its ways, and to honor God, more or less assumes that there'll be times when tough decisions are to be made. And broad is the way, roomy and spacious is the highway or road that leads to destruction. In other words, if you allow yourself to be conducted along it, your life is going to be wasted or ruined, and especially by violence or retribution. And so it can mean an eternal separation from Almighty God. And many are those entering through it. And there are many people going that way. And you'll see that there is the word because. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. The largest diamond that was ever found on this earth was a huge lump. And it wasn't deep in the earth. It wasn't hundreds of feet underground. It wasn't out in the jungle. It was just in a meadow in South Africa. People been walking by it, probably stumbling over it, picking it up and chunking it at the old cows that wouldn't come home. Someday somebody saw it for what it was and picked it up and said, "Eureka, I have found it." It's really difficult to see the value that's in the narrow way. It's really difficult to see that it has value. Because according to the teachings of Christ, it costs us in order for us to be a follower of Christ. In fact, he tells us to count the cost. When you see that narrow way, when you see that narrow gate, you'd better count the cost. Am I man enough? Am I woman enough? Do I have the strength of character to walk the narrow way? Now, that's not the way to salvation in the sense of not going to hell, but it's in the sense of service and being led into the life that is of value to Almighty God. It is doing unto others. And I know that's a trite saying, and we've done everything in the world we can to make it say something else. Do it unto others before they do it unto you, and we laugh about it. It's really hard to take something like that seriously because it's such an unprofitable and unproductive way of life. We live on this earth among a bunch of thieves and liars and murderers and rapists and perverts. It's what the Bible says. So deciding we're not going to get hooked up with that crowd, but they're the crowd that's having all the, quote, fun. It's so easy to look at the Broadway with all the flashing lights and all the whatever and say, boy, I got a choice between that and this narrow way over here with do unto others and all this silly, stupid stuff. I would like to join the church. I'd like to be saved, but I don't need that. What? I don't need what goes with it. I want to enter in the narrow gate. I want to walk in the narrow way so I'll be saved, but then I want it to broaden out so I can enjoy life. It's not going to happen, people. The narrow way is not going to turn into the broad way, and the broad way isn't going to turn into the narrow way. They eternally fixed until our Lord comes. Now, it's rather strange that verse 15 says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Guess who is preaching the broad way? Prophets that are false prophets. They're not preaching the narrow way. They're preaching the broad way. Get on the broad way and you'll have everything you want. You're going to be happy forever. Make this one decision. Get on the broad way that I'm preaching to you. You're never going to be sick. You'll never have bad breath. Your teeth will not decay. You'll walk in health and wealth until you die of some sickness. Which, you know, doesn't make any sense, does it? Broad is the way, and it leads to destruction. Beware of false prophets. It's all tied together, people. Let's stand and sing.
times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid.
What's